Our gospel this morning comes from Luke, the 17th chapter. Jesus' mission includes making people clean again. Unexpectedly, a Samaritan healed of leprosy becomes a model for those who would praise and worship God and give thanks for God's mercy. Now, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they?" "Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. It is really good to be with you today. As Pastor Mark said, my name is Deacon Beth Anderson, and some of you I know from my previous role serving on Synod staff here in the Western North Dakota Synod, but I recently entered into a new call as I left Synod staff and am stepping into a new ministry with Centered Growth Spiritual Direction and Coaching. This is a ministry that allows me to walk with others in a different way. Its emphasis is really on thinking about prayer and paying attention to how God shows up in our lives and how we discern where God is calling us to serve, to share our gifts with the world around us. So it's really a delight to be with you here this morning. As I begin that ministry, your trust fund has provided out of a generous gift an opportunity for you as a community to engage more intentionally in exploring prayer practices in your life together. So I get to be here with you today preaching, but I'll also have the opportunity to engage a series where we'll learn some different prayer practices that we can incorporate into our lives each day to help us tend to being attention or paying attention and noticing what God's up to. As a spiritual director and coach, I have the privilege of walking with people in their faith journey. We listen together for God's invitations, and we explore God's ongoing activity in all of our lives. Spiritual Direction is a Christian ministry which emphasizes prayer and holy listening. It traces its roots back to the early church, but its emphasis is really on prayer and intentionality. These things are truly a gift to us in our often fast-paced and busy and noisy world. Prayer reminds us to pause. It invites us, even if for a few moments, to dwell and pay attention in God's presence, to notice all of the ways that God continues to show up even in the midst of our lives. Through prayer and reflection with another, we come to see ourselves as God sees us. We come to see ourselves and recognize ourselves as God's beloved. And we begin to discern how God may be inviting us to live in response to God's abundant love. That message of being truly seen by Jesus and the response that such an encounter can bring in us, this response of gratitude, of being sent out, is at the heart of today's gospel story as well. So I'd like us to spend some time this morning together exploring this story in light of what it might also teach us about God's presence in prayer. As our text begins, we learn that Jesus is in a place between Samaria and Galilee, and that word "between" is really important. It's a borderland, and it is here in this in-between place that Jesus encounters the 10 lepers. The lepers who have come to him have been beset by an illness, and because of their disease, they have been cast out by their community. Their only hope for community is community with one another, but they long to return. So their only hope for returning to their community is to be healed of their disease. And when they see Jesus coming, they see and identify and notice an opportunity. Well, when it comes to prayer, we also begin with the understanding that God is always present. There is no place where God is not. Even in the in-between places of our lives, God is there. Even those in-between places are worthy of God's attention, and God waits for us. God waits for us to come and call. There have been stages in my life when the sanctuary of my prayer looks more like the seat of my car than an altar. But these moments, these in-between moments, can become rich moments of prayer as I wait for my children to come out from their activities. There have been times in my life where the sanctuary of prayer looks a bit like a doctor's office between appointments. But in these places, God shows up, and God is present with me. And we can trust that wherever and whenever we find ourselves, we can trust that in those places, God will meet us. God will hear us. And just as Jesus met the men who came to him in the story today, God is present in the in-between. Perhaps it's the direness of their situation that gives them the audacity to boldly call out to Jesus when these lepers see him. "Jesus, Master," they call, "have mercy on us." And we are told that Jesus saw them. Jesus saw them. He sees them as they are. And he also sees them for who they are and whose they are. He sees their disease, but not simply their disease. He also sees them. And this reminds us that we need not be perfect when we seek God's presence. In fact, often it's in our imperfections and our vulnerable moments when God is most known to us. We all carry scars and struggles. Just as Jesus saw the men with leprosy, God sees us as we are, for who we are, and reminding us whose we are. Martin Luther often called prayer a true conversation with God. In place of the word true, we might say real or authentic. It requires us to show up, or invites us to show up, fully vulnerable, fully authentic, fully real. According to Luther scholar Mary Jane Heymig, Luther's comments on prayer always assumed an intimate and a caring relationship between God, the giver of all things, and the human. Luther not only encouraged persistence in prayer, he also encouraged a forthright statement of our needs and our requests. We need not hide anything from this God who knows all. With boldness and respect, the lepers called out to Jesus, stating exactly what they needed, and God invites us to do the same. Like all conversations, prayer is a rhythm of sharing and also of listening. Jesus listened to the lepers' cry, and they listened for his instruction. And as they followed his direction, they were healed. It's no doubt that the interaction with God in prayer changes us. Not always in the physical ways, as happened in today's gospel reading, but God is active in our prayer. When we approach prayer as a true conversation, we learn to not only call out to God with our needs, but also to sit quietly with God and to pay attention, to notice the change that God is making in our lives. And as we do, we become acquainted with God's movement in our thoughts and our heart, in the voices of others around us and in the world. It's kind of like when you buy a new car. Have you ever done this? You buy a new car and you're out and about and you suddenly recognize how many other maroon Honda Pilots there are on the road, or how many other white Ford Explorers happen to be driving down the highway. Our sensitivity to noticing something that's become familiar is heightened. We recognize it because it's something that we've encountered regularly in our lives. And a similar thing happens in prayer. As we learn to slow down, to look, and to listen for God's activity in our life, we begin to notice all of the many ways that God shows up. And we notice this more and more. We become more thankful, and we see our life in a new light. In his book, Breathing Underwater, Father Richard Rohr, a leader in the Christian contemplative movement, writes, "Prayer is not about changing God, but being willing to let God change us." And we see this change in the leper who returns in today's gospel reading. This Samaritan who is healed notices God's actions and he returns. He responds with gratitude and is affirmed for his faith. Prayer changes what we see. It shifts our focus and our attention from what we don't have to all that has been given. We don't know why the other lepers don't return. Perhaps they are focused on obeying Jesus' instructions to the letter, and they don't want to deviate from the path. Perhaps their newfound freedom, they just can't wait to get started enjoying this new life ahead of them. Perhaps they're simply so caught up in the moment they forget. We don't know. But we do know that this outsider does take a moment to return. And when he does, Jesus is waiting. He welcomes him, he affirms him, and he assures him that his faith is enough. And then Jesus sends him out to share this abundant life with others. We've talked a lot about prayer in the last few minutes together, and so now I'm going to give us a chance to practice this prayer practice of listening and of extending gratitude. So if you'll humor me, I invite you to just sit in your seat for a moment, to feel yourself grounded, to allow your feet to sink into the floor. If you'd like, close your eyes. Sometimes by closing our eyes, vision is our first sense. So if we close our eyes, we can learn to listen with other senses. I invite you for a moment just to breathe, to pay attention to your breath, this gift of life that God gives you, that you do nothing for. He invites you to breathe in and breathe out. Pay attention to your body for a moment. Give thanks for the way that it works. Pay attention to the places that are a bit sore this day, that maybe aren't what they used to. Allow God's presence as you breathe in to fill you, to touch those places. I invite you to think back over the last few hours of your life, to pay attention to all of the ways that God has blessed you this morning. All of the gifts that are present around you. And we're just going to take a moment of silence for you to reflect and find and notice those places where God has shown up. As we close, I invite you to simply say thank you. To give thanks to the one who blesses you in so many ways. To give thanks for noticing where God has shown up this morning. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for the many ways you bring healing, in ways we anticipate and in ways we do not expect. We give you thanks for the experience of peace. We ask that you help us to notice to notice the rich and abundant ways you continue to be present in our lives and in our world. For each of those things, we give you thanks. Amen.